The University of West Florida's 14th Annual Women's Studies Conference gets underway this Monday morning at the UWF Conference Center. Internationally known activist Angela Davis will be the keynote speaker.
We were founded in January of 2014, a student organization that's essentially invested in the vitality of women's studies, both on campus and the program we have here at UWF, as well as in our everyday lives and our local communities. We host a monthly reading group where our members sort of get together and come together around texts that discuss women's issues in some capacity, and we just kind of discuss our reactions to the pieces, and it's a way to kind of keep us on top of these kinds of issues. We host other events beyond our reading group. We do art exhibitions, open mic nights. We have an online student journal that we founded.
How did it come to be that the Women's Studies Collective, a fairly new organization, get to take over organizing, putting on this Women's Studies Conference?
Well, Taylor and I, when we founded the Women's Studies Collective, one of our aspirations was to actually organize the conference. So we had talked with our faculty advisor, Dr. Catherine Romack, and worked with her and other university administration to get the conference in our laps and to make some changes to it, to do some things that haven't been done before, things that we think our student body would really appreciate, including bringing in a keynote speaker, Dr. Angela Davis.
And some other changes that you made?
We were really, really focused this year on making sure that we had outstanding student presentations. Not that they haven't been outstanding before, but we were really pushing to get a diverse array of presentations from different disciplines. So this year we have a lot of presentations from departments we haven't seen before, which is really exciting. So that's another thing that we were really pushing for to kind of change this year, was to make sure that the student presentations were really diverse and interesting so they could speak to a lot of different members of our audience.
Now that you've gone there, let's talk about some of the student presentations mm-hmm. and the issues that you expect to be covered.
Some of the panels that we have featured, one is, for instance, Unearthing Herstories, which talks a little bit about those often overlooked or ignored women's histories. So there's one kind of issue that will be brought to the fore in the conference. Also, we have a panel on female psychologies and the politics of psychoanalysis and how women play into that. Also, we've got panels on sociosexual injustice. So there are lots of different kinds of issues that will be discussed in the conference through really insightful and provocative student presentations.
Describe what a presentation will be like.
So we organized the conference by panels, as Becca was saying. So a panel will come to give its presentation. And on the panel, we have approximately 3 students per panel. So the panel will be called, and the moderator will introduce the panel. For instance, we have a panel on medieval matriarchs. So the panel will be introduced, and the students will then take the floor and present their pieces one after the other. And they all, though they don't deal with the same women, they deal in some way with medieval matriarchs. So the whole conference is kind of handed over to the students. We just simply present the panel, and then they take the floor and run with their presentations.
We have different kinds of presentations. So we have some that will read academic papers. They'll share with us their research projects that they've been working on during their time here at UWF. But we also have a few poetry readings. We have some sort of performance. And we also have some other creative pieces that will take place.
Well, and what you really have to offer, not only to the participants in the conference, but to the community at large, is the guest speaker that you are bringing in this year, Dr. Angela Davis. Tell us a little bit about her and how you were able to get her to come here.
So Dr. Angela Davis, most people know her as a rather radical activist who was especially active during the 60s and 70s. She's also, though, a very prominent feminist theorist and scholar, which is why we were initially very interested in her. We admire her work, not only as an activist, but as a scholar. And so we were kind of inspired to bring her just because we we read her in a lot of our classes, and so we thought that it would be a really, really amazing opportunity to be able to bring her here for our students and for the larger community. So we were inspired to bring her just based on her work as an activist and scholar. We secured her through a lot of hard work and a lot of long nights and a lot of support from our faculty sponsors and our collective members. We were just very persistent, and we weren't going to give up until we got her, and we got her.
And I will say that this could not have happened without the support of our two faculty sponsors, Dr. Catherine Romack and Dr. Susan Walsh. They were just instrumental in helping us get Dr. Davis here and advised us on how to approach Dr. Davis.
What do you anticipate that she will talk about specifically?
The official title of her talk is Feminism and Abolitionism in the 21st Century. So she will be speaking at UWF about feminism and what it means to be an activist in the 21st century.
And talking about Dr. Davis, you guys recognized that you might need to have a separate community event just for her, yes?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yes, yes. And that will take place at Pensacola State College on Tuesday, March 17th at 6 p.m. at the Hagler Auditorium.
And finally, ladies, as we get set to close, any thoughts that you want to leave with us about the relevance of having the conference and discussing women's issues? Anything that you'd like to say at this point?
Well, it is Women's History Month, so I feel like we would have to acknowledge that, of course. But I feel like a lot of times we tend to overlook the problems with women and the academy, and I feel like a lot of times we wouldn't be able to have those kinds of discussions without a women's studies program. So I think that this is really relevant to all of our students, not just our female students, but our male students as well, because these issues affect them, believe it or not. So I feel as though the conference is going to offer them an opportunity to initiate that dialogue that would be so important. So that's what I would have to say about that.
And Taylor, last word for you.
Yeah. So as Becca was saying, it's Women's History Month, so it's important in that light. But this is also one of the few conferencing opportunities that students have here on campus. So it's a really great opportunity for them to kind of work on conferencing and professional skills. And it's around, as Becca was saying, these kinds of issues that are central to and relevant to our lives today, male and female. And so we think that ultimately the conference allows students the opportunity to kind of explore these issues in a safe place, among peers and friends in a really constructive way.
Well, excellent. Thank you, ladies, very much.
Mm-hmm.
And good luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.